Good morning. The Senate Education Committee meeting is called to order. Today is Wednesday, April 28, 2021. The time is 9:03. We're meeting in State Capitol Room number 205. Senators in attendance are Senator Stevens, Senator Hughes, Senator Begich, and myself, Chair Senator Holland. Senator Machicki may be able to join us later. Thank you to Jeannie, our recording secretary, and Alex, our moderator for today. For once, I actually have my cell phone in my pocket. As a reminder, please silence your cell phones. Get on there. As a reminder, please silence your cell phones. We have a quorum to conduct business. So first on today's agenda, we will hear Senate Bill 111 related to oaths of office. We previously heard SB 1, correction, Senate Bill 119 related to oaths of office. We previously heard Senate Bill 119 on April 23rd. At this time, I'm going to open up public testimony. Does anyone in the room wish to offer public testimony? Seeing none. Does anyone online wish to offer public testimony? And we have one, Stuart Thompson. Stuart Thompson, if you please state your name and begin your testimony.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. To the committee via the chair, thank you for permitting testimony on SB 119. I am Stuart Thompson, a District 10 citizen speaking for myself. Start of my prepared 465-word testimony. This bill is a good idea, being constitutionally and philosophically justified. It fixes the problem of politicians being, so sorry to say this, the foremost hypocrites about education in our society. All major professions in America insist on continuing education to maintain professional standing, except the profession of elected political official. Apparently, whatever elected politicians think they know or are told by lobbyists is enough to wield power over their fellow citizens. Not good. I recommend certain additions to this bill to effectively educate elected public officials on how to honor their oaths of office. Remember, truly educated people can reason. People indoctrinated by others who think for them cannot. One, Alaska Constitutional Convention minutes, so lawmakers better understand the rationale and compromises behind Alaska Constitution construction. Two, the Federalist Papers and the Anti-Federalist Papers, so lawmakers better understand the rationale and compromises behind U.S. Constitution construction. Three, John Locke's two treatises on government, particularly the second, and Charles Montesquieu's The Spirit of Laws, two references that U.S. founding fathers used to educate themselves about representative government and constitutions and referenced in debates. In case anybody needs more ideas on the value of education to address keeping the Alaska government's oath of office, here's some more points. One, if given more time and a good setting, I can empirically prove that the modern definition used by elected public officials for the word represent is not the one used by our founding fathers. This miseducation sabotages the application of our Constitution's Article 1, Section 2, source of government. Two, here's an excerpt from my dereliction of duty complaint presented to the legislature's rules committees that applies. Infraction number one. In the voting for the extension of the COVID disaster declaration, offending legislators demonstrate repudiation of our Constitution's Article 2 by refusing to wield legislative power pursuant to the constitutional limitations and requirements of the Alaska Disaster Act. Instead of using Article 2 power to rationally and scientifically reduce or minimize the waning threat of COVID using far-sighted law, offending members are thrusting their duties and responsibilities onto the governor. While this constitutional perversion could reasonably be laid at the door of systemic ignorance, it does not excuse legislators from competently knowing how to honor their oaths of office. Three, it is a shame that for all Alaska governments pontificating and pumping money out to educate our youth, elected officials don't help realize quality education by applying the most powerful social tool there is, leading by example. Leading by example would show our youth the true objective of public education, that acquiring secondhand knowledge, practicing what's learned so as to successfully apply it, and seeking new knowledge to make life glorious is a lifetime effort that they have only just begun. Thank you. I'll email the text of my testimony for your use.
Thank you, Mr. Thompson, for your public testimony. Seeing no one else online and no one in the room, I will now close public testimony. Public testimony is now closed on Senate Bill 119. So a little bit of business about SB 119. First, I did receive a response from the administration confirming that the longstanding interpretation of the word boards does include boards and commissions. I would also like to state that it's the intent of the legislature that in this bill, the reference to boards does include commissions. And second, let me confirm this. Second, we have Heidi Teschner from the Department of Education to discuss the impact on the State Library Archive Museum, also known as SLAM. Heidi Teschner is the Director of Finance and Support Services. Director Teschner, if you can hear me, please state your name, put yourself on the record, and present your testimony.
Good morning, Chair Holland and members of the Senate Education Committee. My name is Heidi Teschner. I am the Director of Finance and Support Services with the Department of Education and Early Development. Can you hear me okay?
Just fine.
Great. As right now, our state archives, which is in the Libraries, Archives, and Museums division, does not currently collect current oaths of office. All of those are maintained within individual offices within the executive branch. So like the Department of Administration, Division of Personnel and Labor Relations, they keep all oaths of office for executive branch employees. And the Boards and Commissions Office keeps those for board members. So as the bill reads to us, the current practice would continue and these would not be stored within the state archives.
And the real impact with that is this bill would probably not generate a fiscal note associated with storing any documents in SLAM. Does anyone on the committee have an additional question for Director Teschner? Seeing none, thank you, Ms. Teschner, for your testimony.
You're welcome.
All right, having that presented, are there any amendments? Senator Hughes.
Mr. Chair, I move amendment number one, which is A.1.
I will object for discussion. Senator Hughes, please explain your amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This amendment makes explicitly clear that municipal officials are also included among the many public officers to which the bill applies. And specifically, we wanted to make sure that local city councils, local assemblies were being held to the same standard as the local school boards that are already listed in the bill, and avoid any double standards at the local level. And I know this is the Education Committee, and we probably were more focused on the application to the school board members and because SLAM's under deed, but also, you know, education of all Alaskans and them being aware of, we've talked about that in regard to civic education, and leaving the municipal officers out, they should be very aware. And when you think about it, that sometimes decisions made at the local level can have a greater felt local real-life impact sometimes than decisions made at the state or federal level. So ensuring those elected officials at the local level have that as a foundation seemed appropriate. So that's why I brought the amendment forward.
Thank you, Senator Hughes. Is there any discussion from the committee? Seeing none, I will remove my objection. Is there any objection? Seeing none, the motion is adopted. At this point, are there any other amendments? Seeing none. At this point, Senator Reinbold, would you like to approach the table and offer any closing remarks?
Good morning, Education Committee. Thank you again for having this bill before your committee, all of you. And I want to say thank you for your work on SLAMS, Mr. Chairman. And thank you. I think that amendment, especially knowing what was happening at the municipal level in Anchorage right now.
We all know who you are, but you want to put yourself on the record?
Sorry.
Is your mic working?
It's off. Is mic on? Should I start over?
No, it's on.
It's on?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, maybe it's the shield. Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Senator Laura Reinbold from Chugiak Eagle River, Senator.
Thank you.
Okay, so thank you for having me before the committee today. Thank you, Senator Hughes, for your great amendment, and thank you for the work on SLAMS, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate that very much. So my closing comments, if you will, Mr. Chairman, I think reading the Declaration of Independence is so important. It shows the grievances that we had against Great Britain when we wanted, you know, to pull away from England. It was the King George. And it really reminds us of why they put the Bill of Rights in. We put those, the Founding Fathers put those protections in because there were such egregious violations to personal liberties. And then, of course, the states' rights and the federal rights. What this basically does is it just reminds us of the sacrifices that our Founding Fathers did. When you read the Declaration of Independence, the what they fought for our freedom. And it basically helps protect and limit the federal overreach. The as you can see right now, even with our federal government, I think we're in a time, it's a time such as this that we need to go back and read our founding documents, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the State of Alaska Constitution, just to empower and embolden us so we have a compass and don't lose our course on the greatest nation in the world. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Reinbold. Having completed discussion and all debate on this bill, what is the will of the committee?
Mr. Chairman, I move that Senate Bill 119, Work Order 32-LS0163/A, as amended, be reported from the Senate Education Committee with individual recommendations and forthcoming fiscal notes.
Without objection, Senate Bill 119, Version Alpha, as amended, has passed from the Senate Education Committee. We'll do a brief at ease to sign the paperwork. Senate Education Committee is back on the record. So next up before the committee is Senate Bill 34 related to tribal compact schools. This is a second hearing on SB 34. I will now open up to public testimonies. Anyone in the room wish to offer public testimony? Seeing none. Is anyone online want to offer public testimony? Seeing none. I'll now close public testimony. Public testimony is closed on SB 34. As mentioned during the first hearing, this bill is complex with many issues that require a lot of work. I've spoken to Commissioner Johnson, and he agrees that it is critical to have the support of the tribes on anything we do on the subject. Therefore, it is my intent to work with the tribes, the sponsor, and the department during the interim to make sure we get this right. And we will now set Senate Bill 34 aside if there's no additional comment on it. And seeing none, we have no other business before us today. As we have no business on Friday's calendar as well, our next meeting is scheduled for Monday, May 3rd at 9 a.m. Is there any other business before the committee? Seeing none, we are adjourned at 9:18.